If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Bryce Hall confirms his relationship with rumored girlfriend Riley Habatka. I'm Gabby Conti.
I'm Jake Horvitz.
I'm Rodrigo Fernandez, and this is HollyWire's Tea Party.
Bryce Hall was just live where he answered fans' burning questions about his relationship with Riley Habatka. As Bryce said, quote, "Me and Riley, the question that everyone has been begging me for an answer." Bryce went on to say that he and Riley aren't dating, but they are vibing. As Bryce said, quote, "I'll tell you right now, me and Riley are not dating." And then his friends chime in saying, "Wait, you guys aren't dating? That's news to me." Bryce then jokes that he's going to block his friends for outing him in real life. Bryce then adds, "No, me and Riley are vibing. You guys know the deal. It's like, I'm 21. I'm just doing my thing." Top comments on TikTok Insider screen recording of this live are, quote, "They probably are, but they want to keep their relationship off the internet. I don't blame them," as well as, "TBH, every influencer says that," and then they end up dating. But if they're trying to keep their relationship off the internet, why do they keep making content together? Jake, what do you think about this?
I think that they're just, they're at the vibe stage right now. It's before the dating stage, you know? I think this is the new Gen Z terminology, and personally, I can say that I have dated and I've vibed. And sometimes vibing is the vibe. I mean, sometimes it's the move because there's less pressure, lower stakes, and that is sort of like the getting to know each other phase. And sometimes that's the best part of a relationship.
So sometimes vibing is better than dating.
Absolutely. I highly recommend vibing to everybody out there.
So it goes vibing, dating, then
marriage.
Boyfriend, no, titles, and then marriage. Rodrigo, what do you think about this?
Damn, I didn't know there were so many stages. I was just like, we date and then we get into titles and then we get married and we have babies. But apparently there's way more that I never knew before. But I'm actually like happy that he's just like clearing it up, because we were confused multiple times already to if they were dating, if they were not dating. So apparently there is a vibing now, so they are vibing. And I do feel that you just said that one of the comments said influencers usually say that they are not dating, but they end up dating. So I do think that that's what's gonna happen. I think that they are probably vibing because it's summer, people are like getting out and going to places and vibing. You tell me, Jake, what vibing means. Well, like, are you allowed to hop around and go and check out other people or not? You are like, are you allowed?
It definitely depends on the context, but vibing is often exclusive but not official.
Got it. Like, okay. I think vibing is like you're testing out the waters before you date.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having someone in the chat who's, I cannot pronounce, it's like Simvexapro, is saying, bro, he said that about Addy, and then they started dating, Addison Rae, of course, and you all, they're gonna date like he did with Addison. So I think that's very possible. And yes, M. Morton's also pointing out, didn't they just kiss in the newest video? They did. There's like now two videos of them kissing. There's also this like Instagram post of like Riley with Tana and Bryce, and like I think Riley's like butt is in it or something like that. So it's like all the signs are pointing to their dating. And let's not forget that Bryce's ex, Addison Rae, had recently somewhat confirmed her relationship with Omer Fetty by posting that photo on her Instagram story, and Omer reposting it, kind of confirming, yes, they are kissing in the shadows, listening to Bette Davis' Eyes. That's how they vibe. They're vibing as well. Rodrigo, do you think that maybe Bryce is talking about this relationship with Riley because of Addison's relationship possibly moving forward with Omer? Is it a competition still between these two exes?
Ooh, child, maybe. You never know, because you know that Bryce and all of this fighting situation, the competition mode is within himself. So you never know. Maybe he's just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be behind in the situation. Because she's making huge strides for her career, and then now personal life is getting like sorted out for her. So he's like, I ain't gonna be behind. I ain't gonna be just an ex from Addison Rae. I'm gonna be Bryce Hall. I'm gonna stand on my own. So maybe he might be like, this is my plan, right? Let's chat. Let's see what we can do to keep the people talking about me.
Camila Cabello just shared the trailer for her Cinderella movie, and fans are split on what they think of this new Cinderella installment. Camila Cabello just tweeted the trailer for Cinderella, which she stars in, saying, "Can't wait to share this magical film, which drops in September. In the trailer of this classic fairy tale is rewritten so Camila's Cinderella dreams of being a girl boss instead of a princess." And the fans are not all totally here for it, saying they don't need another Cinderella movie, even if Camila is starring in it. Not all fans are here for the new Cinderella movie starring Camila Cabello, as top tweets of this now viral trailer, which last I checked had about 13 million views and growing, it seems to express that we have enough Cinderella movies. Fans think that the Cinderella story has been told too many times, with tweets like, "Aren't you all tired of Cinderella movies?" as well as, "I'm gonna keep my brandy version and the classic animation, don't need this woke version, LOL." While someone else added, quote, "Don't tell me she helps him fight misogyny in the kingdom and his heart because she's not like other girls." While someone else pointed out, quote, "I wish Hollywood would come up with something original instead of recycling the same movies." And also, Rodrigo, you'll appreciate this. Someone else said, "Stop putting James Corden in everything." And I know you saw this trailer too, and you have some hot takes, Rodrigo. What do you think about this?
Look, I think that, first of all, this movie shows me how much Hamilton has impacted the industry, because it feels like a Hamilton kind of thing, where they are bringing this, like, 20th century ball gowns with all these new music and hip hop and pop and locking and all the current dances, and I love that. I'm excited about Billy Porter, I'm not gonna lie. I think Fairy Godmother will be amazing. I don't think we need this kind of movies, and I think that they're trying to change a little bit of the story. Like, I think, just make another movie. Like, you can create the same idea, but just don't name it Cinderella. Like, I just think that it goes away from the fairy tale to the point that it's just like, what's the point? Just to show that she's not a girl boss and she can get her own man and get her own, like, we can have that, those stories. I want those stories to come out, but just don't attach that to Cinderella. We've had so many stories and the fairy tale exists already. I think we can have something else.
Jake, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of confused. I haven't seen the trailer. What does it mean? Like, she's a girl boss? Like, she becomes like a CEO, like the fairy godmother?
She's a dress designer and she has dresses by Ella, and so she wants to be like a big designer. Mm-hmm. And my thought is, like, is that spoiler alert? Like, do we already know that she's gonna choose her career and not the prince?
Yeah, the thing is, in the trailer, the prince is going after her and she's torn because she's like, I want to have my store. And then the stepmother comes in and she's like, no, you have to marry him. He's going to change our lives. So there's a twist there where she wants to be a designer.
Well, maybe they'll discover that the stepmother is more sympathetic than we originally imagined.
It's Idita Menzel as a stepmother. I don't know, I don't understand why this story couldn't have been told in modern times. Like, why do they need to set it and call it something else? Like, it doesn't have to be Cinderella. Like,
why couldn't they
just make a rom-com starring Camila Cabello?
Yeah.
And it looks like it's gonna be funny too, because Kay Cannon, she did Pitch Perfect, she was a writer on 30 Rock. Like, I do trust this is gonna be a funny movie, but it's like, yeah, why do we need another? I guess maybe Hollywood only wants to greenlight movies that already are there. Keo Sear hints that he's not friends with Vinny Hacker anymore. Keo Sear just hinted that he isn't close with Vinny Hacker since Vinny didn't invite him to his birthday party, as Keo said in a now viral clip that he messaged Vinny before and after his birthday but didn't get invited to Vinny's party. As Keo claims, this isn't why he posted anything on social media for Vinny's birthday, because he didn't get an invite. Keo Sear recently went live where he responded to a fan saying that Keo should hang out with Vinny Hacker more. Keo responded to that comment by explaining why he didn't post anything for Vinny Hacker's birthday on social media, by explaining that he didn't post because at the time he didn't think Vinny had invited him to his birthday party. Later in the video, Keo explains that this was all a misunderstanding and he actually was invited to this birthday party, but the problem is that now the only first part of Keo's live is going viral, where Keo says Vinny didn't invite him, and not the part where Keo explains that it was a misunderstanding with Vinny. Keo commented on TikTok Insider's clip of the shortened video with, quote, "Then I went on to say that I got a text from Rafi inviting me to the party. Stop taking things out of context." So it looks like Keo and Vinny are still friends after all. This was just like a whole, my head was just like, okay, cool, they're friends, they're not friends. I guess birthdays really show you who your true friends are. Rodrigo, what do you think of this mess?
Child, this is too much.
Too much.
Like, I just think this whole like misunderstanding can just be solved with a text or a call. I think going online to just like solve all of this creates all of this mess. And now like the video that he's explaining the second part of this whole fight, no one is watching. And then I would take both down and create another video just explaining everything. So then there's only one video. There's no need for part one, part two, part three, the remix. But I ain't them, so bless.
Jake, what do you think about this?
Well, just hearing you read the story, Gabby, it was a roller coaster, mm-hmm. to say the least. I hadn't really been up to date with this, and at first my heart was broken that this friendship might be on the rocks, but I'm glad to see for those who were willing to actually stick through the video to see that it was indeed all just a misunderstanding, because, you know, I think we're attached to this friendship. Those of us who are big fans of Keo and Vinny.
It's a lesson too, when you see a short clip of something from a live, usually on one of these tea pages, like know that there's more to it, and yeah. Don't take just that clip as like the be all end all. Like there is definitely more. I think it's funny how these tea accounts are now becoming places for influencers to comment and say their statement on the situation. Also, I feel like we need to stop screen recording lives. I feel like they're live for a reason. Like people don't want people to go back and revisit it. They're like venting, they're connecting with their fans. This is not the first time Keo has gotten in trouble for one of his rants though.
I think the apps should create some sort of, like for example, Netflix, if you try to record the screen, Netflix blocks the screen completely, so you cannot record it. So I think apps should create something like that for the lives, where if you screen record, it won't let you, because I just feel that it just takes away the purpose of going live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. And also just on the subject of birthday party invites, that's a very serious thing for friendships. And I hope that if you have friends out there and you're having a birthday, you don't forget to invite them.
Tana Mojo claps back at Jake Paul calling her a sloth. I'm laughing because I think sloths are adorable and that's a huge compliment, but I get it, Tana. Jake Paul just did the gunshot TikTok trend where people overdramatize the problems they've overcome in life. In Jake's TikTok, he made one of his problems fake married a sloth, in which he's referring to Tana Mojo. Tana also confirmed that he was referring to her by duetting this TikTok, holding her fingers up, signaling that she is this close to something, and then promoting her YouTube video titled The Truth, which I guess tells her side of the story with their relationship. Tana just responded to her ex Jake Paul's calling her a sloth as she duetted Jake's gunshot TikTok, where he called her just that, and captioned her video, hashtag duet with Jake Paul, what a sweet thing to say about me. Tana then watches Jake's video nodding along, and when Tana when the part comes up of fake married a sloth, referring to Jake's fake marriage to Tana from a few years ago, Tana responds by holding her fingers up to show that she's this close, which some people thought maybe that she was showing how endowed Jake was, but she confirmed it's this close. Tana did that on her YouTube, and then also showed her YouTube video on a green screen, The Truth, which was from a few years ago. Tana also responded to comments like this one fan asking, why is he so mean with couldn't tell you, as well as another fan who also got confused like I did, who said, I don't like Jake Paul, but you saying it's small does nothing because he's still smashed. And Tana replied with, I was saying I'm this close, but okay, babe, also what? So yeah, so if you're seeing me, she does this motion, which I guess is this close, not, you know, his
sizes. You have to smash to know.
Right.
Just for the record.
Just for the record.
Otherwise, you're just staring, which is weird.
Rodrigo, do you think being called a sloth is like a big offense, or are you team split? Like, what is your thoughts on that?
So that's my thing. I want to know what he's trying to refer as a sloth. Are you going off of look? Are you going off of like sloth, like being lazy and like, no. What are you trying to tackle here, boy? Like, I'm a little confused on like, are you trying to, cause like sloths are little cute things to me. So are you trying to say you're a little cute thing to me? What is it? What is it?
The Urban Dictionary saying if you call someone a sloth, it's saying they're extremely, extremely lazy.
But yeah.
I mean, also the nails, sloths have really long nails, and Tana definitely does have her claws.
Yeah.
But I would say that in this reference, I mean, Tana is definitely not lazy. She does a lot. I feel like that girl doesn't sleep. Jake, what do you think?
I think we have to remember that sloth is not just an animal. Sloth is also one of the seven deadly sins.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that maybe that's what Jake was getting at with this TikTok, calling Tana one of the seven deadly sins.
No, but that's what I mean. Is it trying to call her super lazy? I just don't, and also like I just don't know where he's trying to where's the angle? I want to know the angle that he's trying to go at.
I can just say that I would not be happy if someone called me a sloth. I would be very deeply hurt. It's a very hurtful term.
Well, what do you think Tana's this close to doing? She already released a video called The Truth, so what is she this close to releasing a part two, maybe? That's what she was hinting at?
Oh, she can go to a podcast real quick and
She has her podcast canceled, right?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, she can go to her podcast real quick and be like, let me talk to you about the truth of the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Look, people, they in the end of the day, they have information that we don't have, mm-hmm. and at any moment this can come out. So don't piss people off enough so then they can, because they try to give us like incognito messages through music, through videos, through TikToks, but then all of a sudden they can just go, and she does have a platform, so don't play.
Yeah. All right, guys, well, what do you think about this feud between Tana and Jake? Did you think they were done fighting with each other? I'm Gabby Conti.
I'm Jake Horowitz.
I'm Rodrigo Varandas, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news.